we hope we can establish a peer education approach, and where we can really have some students serve as peer educators for them to effectively engage in preventing of violence against women and form positive masculinity. And because the major target for this program is really targeting boys and young men in school, peer educator is one way to do so. Another objective, we also wish to establish a network between Chinese boys and Chinese students with international students. And so and students can share the ideas and do some debate and to challenging the traditional norms, and also try to really overcome those stereotypes against women and girls. And the third objective, what we really wish to achieve, is using social media as a very powerful tool to reach out. We also wish at the end of the program, when it is successfully demonstrated, and the model can be replicated.
Julie, what is the idea? Do you have already any schools or any areas in China in mind?
No, at this point in time, we don't have any other particular schools in mind. I think we want to get this pilot working, get it up and running, and sort of test it, sort of figure out what's working and what isn't working and refine it. And then when it's ready, we're going to show it to other schools. One of our fellow UN agencies, UNFPA, might next year start a similar program in another school using the same basic method or peer education model that we're using. If that happens, then we'll have a sort of faster replication to at least one other school.
What has been the reaction of the boys and girls participating in the program? You have any story that you would like to share with us?
Actually, when we launched the program in April, and we really feel that students are so enthusiastic about the program, and also they really want to learn how best students, especially boys and girls, can understand each other better. And also, again, to just be partners, but not as in the past, you see boys are just separate group and the girls are in their own business. They raise many very good questions. They say how we really should treat each other and how best we can really just take both sides' responsibilities for all what we are doing. And that is really what students keen to learn, including sexuality education, how to treat each other respectively. That was always very interesting. Students are very active, and we are looking forward to work further with them to really just creating good atmosphere in the school, and also furthermore to their teacher and to their family, and also back to their communities.
It is my understanding that UN Women also have other parallel campaign efforts, as the E4She campaign, which was launched at Tsinghua University. How has been the response to these advocacy efforts so far?
Well, the response to the He4She campaign in China has been fabulous. We're really thrilled because the numbers of men from China who have signed up have topped 56,000. And that puts China in second place only to the United States. We surpassed India and the UK. And we're quite excited about the momentum that we've gained here. And the Healthy Relationships Program, the Beijing Royal School Program, is basically modeled on the whole idea of he for she, which is that we need men and boys to step forward to show their support for women and girls, and to show that they also are winners when it comes to establishing gender equality. So that's this whole spirit of the program, and it's basically the same spirit as he for she.
My final question for you is, how do you envision the future in China regarding the gender gap?
My sense is that attitudes are changing in China. Among urban families, I'd say there's pretty close, preference for daughters as much as for sons. Not the same in the rural areas. There's still some work to do there. But my overall opinion of gender equality is that China's on the path. It's moving in that direction, but it still has a way to go.